Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to Islamic Upbringing. This is your host, Zainab. In this program, we try to answer your questions and queries you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Nakavi, who is an Islamic scholar and a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University, Qom, Iran. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Well, Professor, one of the biggest challenges that the parents face in the upbringing, like who want to give their children both secular education and the religious education as well, is the balance that they fail to maintain. Because if you want to, drop your child into a better school to give him better secular education, then one or the other way, he lags behind from the religious education. And in case you want to give your child a better religious education, maybe you won't find that very atmosphere that is required, and maybe he remains somewhere lacking behind, or there's not this balance always. So how can parents face this challenge?
Yes, it's again very important that I've been emphasizing on the fact that when we talk about religious education, it's sometimes we're talking about religious education in the specific sense, when we're talking about how to develop our ideology, the ethics and morals that we have in our lives, the practical laws which we need to practice in our daily lives. So we have this is the specific form of religious education that we, all of us, have to learn, our children, ourselves. And again, the beliefs that we have, the ideology, the beliefs, the ethics, the practical laws, all of them grounded in the Quran and the Sunnah. This is a package. So this is important. If you send a person, if we send our children to a school where this is being taught, then well and good. Otherwise, we need to take care of that. But when it comes to what you have named as secular education, if you mean by secular education something which has nothing to do with Allah Almighty,
right,
then we have no secular education. Because when you talk about science and technology, you're talking about, according to our belief system, it is whatever we talk about in science and technology is the uncovering or unraveling or the discovery of the secrets of nature created by Allah Almighty.
All right.
So the origin of all this natural world is Allah Almighty in our belief system. So when we talk about the universe, when we discover the scientific facts, we are actually discovering an aspect of God's works.
Right.
Allah, how He works how He has created the universe, how He is running the show, managing the universe. He is not only the Khaliq, He's not only the Creator, He's the Sustainer. He is all the time managing it and taking care of it. He's our Lord. So when we go to a science class, our child has to have in the back of his mind, or not just in the back of the mind, very clearly, when we're talking about science, it is a part of our religious education.
All right.
In the general sense. In the general sense, science and technology, science should help us understand God's works. Some subjects are need to be taught to understand His words, as in the Quran and the Sunnah. But some subjects are taught to understand His works,
right,
how He works in the universe. So both are His, is the origin of both. Whether the words written in the Holy Book or the words in the form of creations.
Right. Professor, we'll discuss more with you on the topic and let's take a short break. We'll be back in a while.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Syed Salman Naqvi, and we are discussing how parents can maintain a balance between secular education and religious education when it comes to the upbringing of the children. But here, Professor has drawn a line, and he's saying that there's no secular education if there's no mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's basically the forms of Allah's work that are discussed, differently sometimes, theoretically in the religious forms, or His creation is discussed in the form of science and tech. Yes, Raps.
Science is discovering the forces, the laws of nature. Technology is harnessing them and how to implement them and how to use those laws. Pure science, applied science, and then technology. Employing those, how to benefit from those scientific facts and changing them into technology for the sake of the progress and advancement of humanity towards Allah Almighty. Progress, how is it charted? Progress, advancement, progress of human society is moving towards Allah. Becoming
right.
Godly. If science and technology is going to take us the other way, then it's not even education. It is diversion. It is deviation. It's not education.
Yeah. And
that is with
very beautiful discoveries these days by the youth who make up some pages like Quranic facts, and then they really discover something very, very interesting, like the number of times the opposite words are used in Quran. Like I was just reading in one of the very texts just previous days that as many times as the word heaven is used in Quran, the hell is also used for the same ratio. And then there were similar things like that, and then all the way calculated, there was this mathematical calculation, and these all had some relation to one another, and also the ratio, that was the ratio of Earth revolving around the Earth. So all these ratios, all these mathematical calculations, all these number of words, getting all that derived and relating that to science, I think that's what's needed. That's what's the need of the time, or...
Not necessarily. I mean to say that, yes, these issues, these mathematical things that can be brought about, understood in the Quran, that is one aspect of the Quran, but that is not necessarily the guidance.
No,
that
I'm just trying to say that this aspect can help our children.
It can.
To feel it more tangible, that our science tech is very, very related to Quran.
It is, but it's much more than that. When
right.
The Quran, when we say, where does Islam, I mean, we don't expect the Quran to teach us science.
Right.
No. Science is not a book of, the Quran is not a book of science.
Right.
The Quran is not a book of philosophy.
Right.
The Quran is not a book of arts. The Quran is not a book of history. It's none of these, but it's all of these. It gives you the direction. It tells you where you're coming from and where you're going to. That is important. Quran sets the direction,
right,
gives you the goals. Even if you're studying science, you have to be studying science with this mindset. A scientist cannot start off by saying, I question the existence of God.
Right.
A Muslim scientist will start off with the understanding that God exists. I want to understand how he has created the universe.
Exactly. Let's discuss more on the topic after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Syed Salman Akavi, and we're discussing about how to create a balance between secular education and religious education. And Professor, you're saying that Quran is not a book of arts, science, tech, or philosophy, or any of these, but yet at the same time, it's a book of all of these.
When you're talking, it gives you the directions. It shows you how to do things. It tells you generally, look, if you're talking about the existence of God, then employ these types of reasoning.
Right.
If you're talking about the works of Allah Almighty, then employ this type. For example, in science,
showing complete direction.
For example, Islam. When you talk about the existence of God, then actually, the Quran never questions the existence of God. Afillah shakkun, is there any doubt in the existence of God? There's no talk about existence. It's taken for granted.
Okay.
I mean, there's no holy verse which says that I exist, because that is the Quran. And the Quran expects you to accept the existence of God before coming to the Quran. Why do you come to the Quran? You come to the Quran because you know it to be the book of Allah.
Right.
So you have accepted the existence of Allah coming before that.
Right.
Based on your pure reasoning and understanding that Allah has given us. Again, this pure reasoning, this intellect given to us from a very tender age. We're supposed to use it at a very small age. Our children should be able to employ that reasoning at an early age, especially adolescents. They need to be able to reason, pure reasoning. Then we go to the Quran seeking guidance.
Right.
Then when it talks about the creations of Allah, the Quran says, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبْلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ? Don't you look at how I've created the camel?
Right.
Investigate, study. Siru filas, go throughout the world,
right.
Discover. So where it is important to use the sense perception.
Quran guides.
Tells us this is the way.
When
it talks about philosophical issues, it's not teaching us philosophy, but it's telling us
giving
that
the direction.
There you need to employ philosophical arguments. There you need to employ scientific
arguments. Right.
So, I mean, the Quran is showing us the path. The Quran, you can't say science and religion. There's no comparison to science. Religion is beyond. It is a torch. It is light. It is something which is shining light on every aspect of human life.
So what could be done by the parents is that they can actually extract these philosophical directions, the scientific directions, the directions in the art of world, and provide that to their children while they are dealing with the philosophy.
Education's the important. When you talk about, when you say that a parent is concerned with the education, with how a child is brought up in the West, my concern is not with the ritualistic aspects of the Quran, of our religion. Maybe a child who is living in the West, he may become a very, he may fast, he may pray on time, he may be very careful. The importance is the mindset, the approach to life, which is important.
Right.
That is, which is not possible in the Western system of education.
Right. And you're saying that Muslim parents can actually derive all that from the Quranic teachings and the teachings.
Well, you need to the help of scholars to do that.
Right, right. Thank you so much, Professor, for being with us and helping us with that beautiful discussion, guiding us on that. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you have any queries regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. In case you want to listen to our programs again, go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. There's a tab, Call of Islam, and you can find an archive of our programs there. You can also find us on the social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. Thank you so much for being with us. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you